The hedgehog concept clarifies the path. Jim Collins has an analogy for a strategy that good to great businesses use to clarify their business decisions. It goes like this. Imagine a cunning fox hunting a hedgehog. Each day, the fox comes up with a variety of surprise attacks and sneaky tactics to catch it. But every time, the hedgehog uses the same response, it curls up into a spiky, unbreachable ball. This simple strategy is why the hedgehog prevails day after day. Great companies all discover their unique hedgehog concept by asking themselves three crucial questions. What can we excel at? What are we deeply passionate about? What is the key economic metric we should focus on? After about 4 years of refining and debating these questions, successful companies find their own simple hedgehog concept. From then on, every decision they make aligns with this concept, leading to their success. The hedgehog concept means understanding your company's identity, acting accordingly, and having a clear goal. By asking and answering these questions, you can grow in a focused way rather than spreading your efforts in many directions. It's all about simplicity. Success builds from small, focused steps. Good to great companies appear to undergo a sudden and dramatic change when viewed from a distance. However, these companies are often unaware that such a transformation is happening. They don't have a specific slogan, launch event, or program to mark this change. Their success comes from small, steady steps following a simple strategy. Like a flywheel, these gradual improvements create results that inspire companies to push further. This cycle continues until they gain enough momentum for a breakthrough. Their strong belief in the hedgehog concept pays off with a cycle of motivation and progress. Nucor, a steel manufacturer facing bankruptcy in 1965, realized they could produce steel more efficiently using mini mills, a cheaper and more flexible method. They started with one mini mill, attracted customers, added another, gained more customers, and continued this pattern to grow their business. Stick to strategy, Nucor's path to success. In 1975, CEO Ken Iverson realized that by sticking to the same strategy and staying focused, their company could become the most profitable steel company in the U.S. It took more than 20 years, but eventually, they achieved their goal. Nucor then performed 5 times better than the overall stock market. The company's competitors didn't consistently aim to build momentum in one direction. Instead, they attempted sudden changes and quick acquisitions to improve their fortunes. When these didn't produce the desired results, they got disheartened and had to switch directions again, halting any progress of their efforts to gather momentum. Once you settle on your hedgehog concept, stick with it. That's the only way to see results. View new technology as a goal accelerator, not a goal. Great companies use new technology to speed up their progress in the direction they're already heading. They never let technology dictate where they should go. For these companies, technology is a tool to achieve their goals, not the other way around. When a successful company considers adopting a new technology, it evaluates how it aligns with its overall goals and where they're headed. If it supports their path forward, they'll grab it and lead the way in using it. Otherwise, they'll either disregard it or keep up with their industry's pace in adopting such innovations. Comparing companies, however, often view new technologies as a threat. They fear falling behind in tech trends and rush to adopt them without a clear plan. A prime example of effective technology integration is Walgreens, a chain of drugstores. E-commerce strategy of Walgreens and drugstore.com. During the rise of online shopping, drugstore.com launched, causing a stir. Walgreens, slower to grab e-commerce, saw its stock drop by 40% due to market concerns. Rather than rush, Walgreens saw an opportunity to enhance convenience and boost profits. They soon launched Walgreens.com, focusing on online prescriptions and improving customer service. Drugstore.com struggled and lost most of its value within a year, while Walgreens rebounded strongly, nearly doubling its stock price. Level 5 leaders elevate good to great. Company leadership is widely recognized as crucial, but Collins's research reveals just how essential it truly is. Every successful company that transitioned from good to great had level 5 leadership. These leaders excel individually and as part of a team, manage effectively, and are dedicated to achieving outstanding results. They are intensely driven to ensure their organization performs exceptionally even after they are gone. Level 5 leaders are not driven by ego, instead, they are humble and modest. They don't rush to take credit for their company's successes. They always look for chances to commend their team but are quick to accept responsibility for any mistakes. Great companies aren't just made by magical people, they're built by exceptional leaders. Leadership styles and long-term success. Darwin Smith, who turned Kimberly-Clark into a top paper-based consumer goods company, didn't see himself as a hero or celebrity. He dressed like a farmer, spent holidays on his Wisconsin farm, and liked hanging out with plumbers and electricians. In contrast, two of every three CEOs from other companies have huge egos. This hurts their organization's long-term success, especially in planning for the future. Stanley Galt, a famously tough CEO of Rubbermaid, is a perfect example. He left the company with a shallow management team. Within 5 years of his successor taking over, Rubbermaid went from being Fortune magazine's most admired company to being bought out by a competitor. Optimal personnel is key to success. Hiring the right people isn't just crucial for the CEO and top leaders. Collins discovered that focusing on hiring good people across the entire company makes a significant impact. Figuring out who is more important than figuring out what. To put it simply, the key to going from good to great always starts by bringing the right people into the company and removing the wrong ones, even before deciding on a clear direction. This is because the right people will naturally discover the path to success. Dick Cooley, upon becoming CEO of Wells Fargo before the scandal, couldn't foresee the sweeping changes due to the banking industry's deregulation. He believed that bringing in top talent would lead to success. He was right. Warren Buffett later praised Wells Fargo's leaders as the best in business, and the company succeeded. Effective people management in great companies. Great companies prioritize hiring people based on their character rather than just their professional skills. They believe that the right individuals can always be trained and educated. These companies create an environment where hardworking employees succeed and those who are less motivated tend to leave. In senior management roles, people either choose to stay long-term or move on to other opportunities. Great companies always hire the right people, even in urgent situations. They hire as many qualified individuals as possible, even if there isn't a specific job for them yet. When these companies realize they've hired the wrong person, they take swift action. They either let the person go or find a more suitable role for them. It's crucial not to delay addressing these issues as it can frustrate the entire organization. Confront reality, keep faith. Successful companies often navigate a fine line akin to the Stockdale Paradox, named after a U.S. admiral who was held captive during the Vietnam War. As a senior officer held at the notorious Hanoi Hilton prison, Stockdale endured repeated enemy torture. Uncertain if he'd ever see his family again, he maintained unwavering faith that he would eventually return home. Unlike some fellow prisoners who naively hoped to be home by Christmas and were devastated when it didn't happen, Stockdale credited his survival to facing the harsh realities while keeping his faith intact. Face challenges with resilience and growth. Good to great companies face tough realities head-on but always believe they will succeed. Whether dealing with strong competition or new rules, these companies balance acknowledging these challenges without giving up. Instead, they see them as opportunities to grow and improve. For example, when Procter & Gamble entered the market for paper-based goods, the two main existing companies responded very differently. Scott Paper, the leading company in the market, believed they couldn't compete with a giant like P&G. They attempted to expand into different areas where P&G wasn't active. Meanwhile, Kimberly-Clark saw this as a chance to challenge themselves against the best. They even paused to honor P&G during one of their top-level meetings. The outcome? 20 years later, Kimberly-Clark acquired Scott Paper and outshined P&G in 6 out of 8 product categories. Promote open communication of harsh truths. Leaders must ensure their teams can openly discuss tough issues for the company to confront them effectively. A strong, charismatic leader can hinder progress if their presence discourages others from sharing unpleasant truths. In management meetings, leaders should act like Socratic moderators. They should ask questions to uncover honest opinions instead of giving ready answers. They should also encourage debates during meetings so that the best possible decisions are reached. Study mistakes carefully to learn what went wrong without blaming anyone, which can discourage honesty. Establish warning systems so your team can voice concerns, ensuring you face difficult truths head-on. Collins discovered that companies going from good to great didn't possess more or superior information compared to others. They simply faced it and handled it more honestly. Promote disciplined self-control for the hedgehog concept. Let's revisit the hedgehog concept briefly. It suggests that by asking a few questions, an organization can create a compass to help move from good to great. To maximize the hedgehog method's effectiveness, you must promote a culture of strict self-control. It's not sufficient to just know your goals, you must actively pursue them. A culture of self-discipline differs from having a single, controlling leader. While tyrannical CEOs can briefly drive success, their strict rule isn't sustainable. People will resist as soon as they can, and once the tyrant is gone, the discipline collapses. After CEO Stanley Galt left Rubbermaid, the company's value plummeted by 59% within a few years. Good to great companies succeed with diligent and intense people dedicated to their straightforward business strategies. Wells Fargo's commitment to efficiency. Wells Fargo recognized the importance of operating efficiently in the deregulated banking industry. They stopped increasing top executive salaries, sold corporate jets, and replaced the fancy executive dining room with cheaper catering typically found in college dorms. The CEO even started criticizing people who submitted reports in expensive, fancy binders. While these measures might not have been essential for Wells Fargo's success, they show their commitment to going above and beyond. Leadership agreed to this because they knew these luxuries weren't aiding their simple hedgehog goal and they had the discipline to give up those comforts. Key points. 1. Successful companies find their unique hedgehog concept by excelling at what they do best and focusing on key economic metrics. 2. This concept ensures all decisions align with a clear strategy, leading to sustained success over time. 3. Level 5 leadership is crucial, emphasizing humility and dedication to long-term company success. 4. Hiring the right people based on character is prioritized over skills, creating a developing organizational culture. 5. Facing harsh realities with unwavering faith in success distinguishes good to great companies. 6. Open communication and disciplined self-control are essential for confronting challenges and maintaining focus. 7. Technology is used strategically to accelerate progress towards predefined goals, not to dictate them.